This is Archer of Archer.com. Today is Sunday, May 16th, 2010. Just looking at the calendar. So let me tell you about the weekend, because we had a pretty fun weekend. On Friday night, the boyfriend came to my house. We had dinner and a couple bottles of wine, and what else? I'm trying to think, did we watch any TV or anything? I guess not. We just went to bed. Why don't I remember that stuff? I don't know. Anyway, Saturday, we had a very busy day. The boyfriend had a pet to take care of and just things to do. So we actually got to sleep a little late in the morning. Then we got ourselves moving, and we played tennis for an hour and a half, and then we went to a yard sale because my building was having a yard sale. Went to that. Came home, relaxed, kind of hung out for a little while. Then the boyfriend got a shower, and then he left to go do his pets. And then we were meeting Larry Vader and extra special Chris and the Breeze for dinner. So we, I met the boyfriend at his house because he had to do his pet, and then he went to the evening mass, church, whatever. And then, so I met him at his house, and then we went and drove over to the restaurant in Capitol Hill and met Larry, and finally got to meet Extra Special Chris and the Breeze. I've been twittering with Extra Special Chris for a while, and finally got to meet him, and he's such a nice guy. Actually, they're all nice guys. We had a really nice time at the restaurant, and then we went back to their house and had some wine, Virginia wine at that, and hung out and chit-chatted for a little while, and then it was like 12 o'clock, I think it was, or maybe it was 11 o'clock, I don't remember what time it was, but we were like, okay, we need to get going, so we went home. But we had such a nice time with them, and of course, always have a good time with Larry Vader, and now we'll have a good time with Chris, and we were telling them about all the wineries we go to, and we suggested that they join us sometime, so we're going to try to get Chris and, I don't think it'll be very hard, just twist their arm, to have Chris and the Breeze join us for a winery experience sometime. We'll have to pick a winery. Anyway, so we had said our goodbyes and came home and went right to bed. I was tired. Then this morning for Sunday, I came home after breakfast because the boyfriend had pets to do again. And then he met me at my house and we went to two different wineries today. Did some tastings and then came home. We got home about, it was actually late because we ended up talking to a winemaker for a long time. I'm actually looking for something in my trash can. Where is that thing from? Shit, I have to look for this. Let me type in. Oh, you know what I'm missing is the season finale right now of Desperate Housewives is being recorded. No big deal. Anyway, so then the boyfriend left about 5:30, and I've been doing work ever since. Cleaning up, putting things away, finishing some laundry, posting things on some blogs, and not paying some bills, racking up how much I charged this weekend on wine. And now I'm doing a little podcast, and this is just going to be one of my shorter podcasts. Just telling you about the weekend and stuff. But what I need to tell you is that today, even though I'm recording this on Sunday night, I am posting this on Monday because today is May 17th, and it's a very important day in the Faroese Islands. It is Kim Beaver's birthday, and I'm not sure how young she is, but today is her birthday, and I want to wish Kim Beaver a very happy birthday. She brings so much joy to our lives with her website, and I know that Kim and I have a very special bond that is almost private at times because we don't tell people what we're talking about. You know what I'm talking about, Kim, but that will remain a secret between Kim and I. But anyway, so I just want to wish Kim Beaver a very happy birthday and thank her for all of the posts that she has at the Kim Beaver's Lodge and all the support she does for all the gay podcasters. I mean, she's such a huge support. Everybody loves her, and she loves everyone, and it's just such mutual respect and love. So anyway, Kim, I hope you have a wonderful birthday today. Hopefully you're listening to this early enough so that you can hear the birthday wishes. I'll even title this Happy Birthday Kim Beaver so you'll know that's just for you. But yeah, so very, you know, happy birthday to you, Kim Beaver, and have a great day. And just this last little thing here, I got a voicemail message. Yes, I finally, not finally, but I got a voicemail message last week after the group show. I think it was after the group show. Yeah, it was after the group show was recorded. And it was from Donna Sugars. And Donna Sugars was commenting, if I look at the, excuse me, did I just burp in front of you? I'm sorry, I try not to do that. If I look at the transcript from the Google Voice, oh, actually, this came in 11:30 at night on last Thursday, so it was after the group show. But she is talking about the segregation and the ethnic studies that was changed in Arizona, and she actually does a pretty good job of explaining it, because clearly I must have gotten something wrong with that. But Donna, thank you so much for that clarification, because I think I was wrong on that. In any case, for the rest of the listeners, listen to this voicemail message, and I'll be right back in just a minute.
Hello, Archer. This is Donna Sugars, and I just wanted to call in. I was listening to your show, Routed Through the Sling, which, excellent title, by the way, and I'm loving your show. But I do want to call and ask, say something about the Arizona taking away the ethnic study classes. Now, I'm not trying to defend them, but I did want to clarify exactly what it is that they were doing. They are removing those classes because of the segregation issues. They are saying that having those classes is creating negative feelings towards white people, which I think is a cop-out. It is a cop-out. Like, I don't want to say that it's not, but it's not as clear as just they're oppressing the white people. No, those classes are creating segregation, and I agree with it somewhat, but I don't agree with how they're doing it. So just wanted to call in and say that. Love you lots. Ew, and the picture of you is so adorable. You worked the little hair down. Well, ooh, what's this nude male? Oh, my goodness. What is this on your website, girl? Okay, well, just wanted to call you and say hello and give my little piece. Okay, kisses. Mwah.
Yep, there you go. Thank you so much, Donna Sugars. I appreciate the clarification. And, you know, you have such a wonderful voice. I'm sure everyone would agree with me that Donna Sugars has such a wonderful voice. And you know what? I need to listen to her podcast. I don't actually know the name of it. So, Donna Sugars, you might want to leave a comment on this post today and tell me what your podcast is, and maybe even give me a link to it so I can put a link on my website wherever. For some reason, I'm just not familiar with your podcast, but I think you have one. Anyway, let me know. All right, well, boys and girls, that is all I have for today. And actually, I have a busy week, so I won't be podcasting until Thursday, when we will have the 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time live on Pride 48 version of Archer.com. So tune in then. And, of course, join the chat room and the you can even get on Skype and chat with us. That's the truth. So, anyway, I hope you guys have a great week. And that's all I have for today. So until next time, boys and girls, bye.